Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, Morales is rolling around here. Didn't stop in to say hey.
No, he did not.
He's huddling with his BFF, Shidano.
Are you jelly?
Am I jelly?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Maybe a little.
Just disrespected a little bit.
You should walk in on them.
Walk in on them?
Yeah, just like right now.
Oh, they're having a big talk right now. Yeah, no, I'm not.
A powwow.
Just stand up. Well, like, O'Shea and Andy can talk, and then you can get up and just be like, hey, I just want to see what's going on here.
What's up, guys? All right, so today is the day we find out that Kyrie Irving has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. The Lakers, potentially a landing spot in time for next week's trade deadline. And joining us right now is star of Cocaine Bear.
Yeah!
February the 24th, O'Shea Jackson Jr. What's up, Shay?
What's going on, man? I'm currently getting my 7 miles a day in right now for Dinner Thieves 2, so I'm struggling.
Are you running? Are you walking? Are you on a treadmill? How's it going?
No. I'm outside on the basketball court right now. I was running, but I can't run and talk on the radio. It just doesn't sound sexy. So I started walking.
Is Donnie in shape in the sequel? Like, is Donnie shredded? Is he an action hero?
Bro, come on. I'm a movie star, bro. Come on.
Seriously.
Stop it, man.
Movie star. Cocaine Bear.
I cannot wait for
February
Cocaine
the 24th.
Bear.
Nothing like a cocaine-loaded bear.
You had me with the title.
Exactly. When I first heard the title, I let my agents know, hey, we're doing this movie. I actually tweeted when I found out Elizabeth Banks was in ties with, making a movie around Cocaine Bear. I actually tweeted it out. That tweet is what made Elizabeth call me and ask me if I was interested because she saw that I tweeted about it. So, the power of the Blue Bird app, bro.
Yeah, I got to tweet Elizabeth. For our next movie.
Me too.
All right, so Shay, you heard the news. Kyrie Irving requests a trade. Does he make sense for the Lakers? Do you want him as a Laker?
Absolutely. I wanted him a couple months ago when he first did it. You know, it's very important to me as a member of the Golden Army to make sure I get back to the championship and win the championship. And Kyrie Irving does that for me. It feels so weird that this season isn't as celebratory as I would expect when you have LeBron James in a Laker jersey going for the most points ever scored by a human in the National Basketball Association. It should be fireworks and champagne everywhere. So let's get back to the title, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question it makes them a real title contender, and I would argue the best bet in the West. I would imagine Vegas will immediately install them as the favorites. Now, how much are you willing to give up for Kyrie Irving, knowing that he can leave after this year? The Lakers can only offer him a 2-year deal right now. They could go long term 4 years at the end of the year, but are you giving up number one draft picks for Kyrie?
Steve, I would give Brooklyn Santa Monica if they want it, okay?
Wow.
I need to get this done, bro. I need this to happen. I haven't played NBA 2K at all this year because the Lakers are terrible, all right? I need this to get done bad. Now, I would love Kyrie with, like, maybe a Joe Harris, somebody who can shoot.
Seth Curry.
You know, we're going to need to – oh, my God. If I could get a Curry to team up with LeBron, what's a better story than that? I need this to happen. Of course, we need to be smart. But when you got a player like Kyrie, and, basketball is different from, the other sports. It's only five people on that court. Adding one player changes the dynamic so drastically that this could skyrocket us. And the West is so open right now.
Yep.
You know, if you sneeze, you'll be in 12th place. So it's something that I feel like we need to jump on. Rob Pelinka has been getting – abused on Twitter, bro. I haven't seen this one since the Bus Brother left. But he has been bad. It has been terrible for Rob Pelinka on Twitter.
Yeah.
And if this pool,
since
if this
the bus
be,
brother left, yeah.
I mean, every I see
if
Pelinka
this
trending.
Out to be part of his grand scheme. All the apologies will have to be sent to his office.
I see Pelinka trending at least 3 days a week,
yep.
And my immediate reaction is always, this can't be good.
No.
This can't be good.
So,
absolutely.
So, man. Shay, why do you think there's not a bunch of I would argue that there is going to be a big celebration for LeBron, but do you think the town really gets what's going on?
I feel like the people who truly, you know, love basketball and understand – you know, the game and love the game in and out. There's no way to ignore this. This is a record that I was taught growing up would never be broken. You know, it was just one of those things that's just like lore for the entire league. And to see this guy, you know, yes, I know the elephant in the room that he's not a homegrown Laker. But anybody coming here setting records in our jersey should be respected. It should be appreciated. To be able to see a part of history that you might not get to see again in your lifetime.
Yes.
If you don't take the time to appreciate that, you're cheating yourself. And one of my philosophies is don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. He's doing it on your team. You might as well be happy about it. I know I'm stoked. This is something that I can't even do on a video game because it takes too long. Like, this is amazing, bro. You better accept it. You better recognize or step aside.
I think it's just, it's all, Shay, part of how the LeBron era has been weird with the Lakers. Like, it's been all over the place. It's been literally championships and not making the playoffs. Like, I think for a lot of Laker fans, they've just had a hard time getting a beat on it all. And particularly in a season right now where they've been below 500 the entire year, I think some of them just don't know how to feel about this, because you're right. This should be incredibly exciting. Like, it's one, you know, it's the mecca of all NBA records.
Yep.
That's held by a Laker being broken by another Laker. Like, on paper, that's obvious excitement.
Yes. It feels like it's a bigger story nationally than it is locally. I mean, I honestly think it's just extra. I mean, anybody that does that for 20 years is just a remarkable human being. I mean, I just think he's a tremendous player. I think my favorite player in the history of the league. I love LeBron, aside from Kobe. I think is my favorite player of all time, but LeBron is certainly right there. I hope people embrace it. I hope they do. What about the sideshow with Kyrie? The distraction, the chaos, all the stuff that goes with him. Is that no concern for you at all?
Man, I don't care. All right, listen, I keep trying to tell you. Whatever you, I just need that man for 48 minutes, okay? I just think about how many players have stuff going on in their lives or their beliefs or whatever you want to call it that I don't know about, that I've been cheering for and all that type of stuff. There's obviously some bit of hypocrisy that's going to go down with a lot of people. But at the end of the day, I'm a Laker fan, all right? This is going to aid me and my Lakerdom. And I know that there's worry about it. But then
yes.
I know Kyrie's biggest success was with LeBron James. When he left to go to Boston and do all that thing, he realized how hard it is to be a leader. Maybe you just don't have that part of you. It's all right. It's okay to admit. But you're a really great basketball player. That's all I need you to do.
Right. We don't have to love every player on our team. We love the championship at the end of the road.
Exactly, man. Whatever you can do to aid me. I mean, if we really want to get deep, you know, I heard you guys' this conversation before I came on.
Yeah.
I mean, I work for Disney. All right. If you really want to talk about hypocrisy, like, we could go back and look at why I should be completely against it. But it is what it is. It aids me in my life. And Kyrie Irving coming here, one of the greatest basketball players I've ever seen in my eyes, should not be frowned upon by Laker fans.
Hey, listen, Shay, it's great having you on. We'll get you back on before Cocaine Bear comes
out, man.
Cocaine Bear. Huge
movie. Absolutely, man. I just want to say congratulations to John Stockton, because now you're going to have the next record that will never be broken.
It's true.
And also, I didn't get a chance to say this to 49ers fans.
Hey, easy.
Man, not a boo-boo.
Easy, boo.
Made me very happy, Shay. Made me very happy.
Yeah, I bet.
Bye, Shay.
Thanks, Shay, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, man. All right, there's O'Shea Jackson Jr. All in, clearly.
Yeah, he is. I mean, did I not tell you this before Shay called in? Did I not tell you he's all in? I know Shay's all in. I told you, probably has an Irving number 1 or 11, Irving 11 jersey already created.
Somebody said I should be more sympathetic to Kyrie Irving because he's had mental health issues.
I'm not going to, you know, armchair psychoanalyze Kyrie.
I'm sitting right here. You can psychoanalyze me.
I'll psychoanalyze you all day. I know you. But, I mean, whether that's true or not.
Well,
I mean,
he says it's true.
Well, look, if it's true, then I hope Kyrie gets the help that he needs. It doesn't change the fact that you have to deal with whatever is going on with him now. Like, you can have empathy for that, but still say, I don't want that in my building. Like, they're not mutually exclusive.
Right, right. Yeah, again, I mean, I'm going to say this. People have divergent opinions on Kyrie. Now, I think that right now, you look at him as a player, the way he's been playing, you put him on the same team as LeBron and AD, you've got a team that can win a championship.
Agreed.
Now, if they were to sign him long-term, 2 years from now, we'd be saying, oh my God, what have we signed up for?
That's why I'm in favor of, if you can get a deal that you are comfortable with him walking away from at the end of the offseason, go for it.
Here's what I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable that he is going to be locked in for the rest of this season in the playoffs.
That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
Go for
And you're
a
saying
rental.
Don't sign him after that.
I would never commit to Kyrie.
Well, then you're
long-term.
Not going to give up two number ones or even one number one for a guy that you're going to have for 3 months.
Maybe they decide one number one is worth a championship. And you know what? You can make that argument. You can make the argument that one first round pick in a Western Conference this close is worth a walk away. I don't think that's what I'm saying is if they can justify to themselves that two is worth a walk away. All right, a lot of people may not agree, but fine. I just would not make this deal with any intention of keeping Kyrie around long term. If the parameters of the deal are cool with you for a short-term rental, then fine.
Right. All right, we'll get some calls in here next. 877-710-ESPN. How do you feel about Kyrie potentially coming to the Lakers? Is Kyrie, by the way, and Momo said this earlier, Kyrie could be just posturing to get a longer-term deal from the Nets. The Nets can give him a 5-year contract right now, and I'm sure that's what he's thinking about. He's thinking about that. At the same time, I don't think it's an accident that Kyrie, during one of his press availabilities this week, said a whole bunch of nice things about LeBron. Whole bunch of nice things.
Yeah, he did.
And this does feel like there's an element of LeBron orchestrating this whole thing.
Puppet
and
master.
Maybe that means it's definitely going to happen.
He tweeted
percentage chance it happens.
It feels at least 80 right now.
Bergman, percentage chance it happens.
15.
You really think it's unlikely?
I think it's unlikely. And at least I don't think he's going to go to the Lakers either. I think other teams have better packages, and I think that why would Brooklyn send him to LA anyway?
What's the difference?
What do you mean? What's the difference? They're gonna get better packages from other teams, and also is really Russell Westbrook and KD together? Is that a good mix for the rest of this year?
No, that's just an expiring contract.
Yeah, right. But if you're going to actually try and stay relevant, you can get better guys. And even Momo said it.
You're saying get more immediate help to be able to save the season in Brooklyn.
Right. With KD coming back. Yeah.
Jorge, percentage chance it happens?
I don't know. 10.
10. So Jorge.
Yeah, sure.
See, I think it's like 75% it happens.
75?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's high.
It's high. I think it's happening.
This feels so Lakery.
LeBron tweeted the eyes emoji and the king and the crown emoji.
Okay, well, why is he playing so good? That doesn't seem like he wants to be traded.
No, it seems like he does. He wants to have value. Nah. He wants to be an asset. He wants to play well right now.
Woj just put out something. He said, I'm told that the trade request surprised everyone in Brooklyn today, including Kevin Durant.
Oh.
So, Kevin, aren't they good friends? Aren't KD and Kyrie supposed
I'm
to be like best
man,
friends?
KD has put his neck out for Kyrie.
Yes, he has.
So many times. Like, all I'm saying is for everybody who's like, well, LeBron and Kyrie played together and they got this relationship, whatever. Like, Kyrie and KD are supposed to be really tight.
Right.
Like,
and he didn't tell him. And he didn't tell him I'm leaving, fool. Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, right. Just.
Yeah, that's just, a very Kyrie.
It's like the idea that this relationship that Kyrie and LeBron had 7 years ago, may I remind you again, Barack Obama was president. That's how long ago we're talking.
But if you asked LeBron today, can you win a championship if you add Kyrie? He's going to say yes.
Yeah, sure. He may be right.
And at the end of the day, he's the guy that Rob Pelinka will rely on and consult with. And that's why I think it's likely to happen. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, not the Friday we were planning on. It's kind of not the general standard
It Friday.
But we're doing the best we can. We'll get some calls in next. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Definitely a bunch of different opinions about Kyrie on Twitter. This is Kuzma Gupaloop. That is the actual name. We don't want that toxic player anywhere near the Lakers. Laker 89 says, I think y'all are haters the way y'all talking about Kyrie, how y'all for the Lakers talking like that. So he thinks that we're being unfair to Kyrie. The other thing, and before we get a call, Rohan Nakarni from,
SI. I know Rohan.
So we're thinking in a very literal way, right? We're thinking we'll trade a draft pick and we'll get Kyrie and we'll get another piece that goes along to make it work. He threw this out, and this is probably the way, you know, how Rob Pelinka sees the whole board. He says, how about this? Lakers get Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Nets get Zach LaVine and Kobe White. Bulls get Russell Westbrook and 2 first-round draft picks.
Interesting.
So if you involve a third team, you could get something good to go to Brooklyn so that they could remain competitive and not flush the season down the toilet.
If I'm the Lakers and I'm giving up both picks, I want more than just Kyrie.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I mean, I understand where Rohan's head's at, and it does make sense. It might make it more palatable for the Nets, because like what we talked about with Ramona, the Nets, you know, pre-KD injury, were playing really well.
Right.
First of all, they're going to be doing whatever KD wants them to do.
Right.
Like, they're going to be talking with KD, how do you want us to handle this? You know, and if KD's still committed to the Nets, they're going to follow his lead.
Yeah.
But they're going to want to stay competitive for him. Because if they look like they're rebuilding, then he's going to want out.
He's going to want out, exactly. Let's go to Steve in North Hollywood. Steve, you're on 710. What's up, man?
I can't believe we're talking about this again. Look, how many times do we need to see the same movie, right, with Kyrie Irving? I've seen it. I've seen the movie. I know how it ends. I've seen it end. When somebody tells you, when somebody shows you who they are, mm-hmm. and then they show you who they are again, and then they show you who they are again,
yeah.
At what point do you start to believe that that's who they are? And look, I'm Jewish. I got a little bit of I'm in my mid-50s.
Right.
I've been riding with the Lakers since, I remember watching them in 72, 73, just as a little tiny kid. I go all the way back that far. I do not want to see them in purple and gold.
Okay, Steve, let me ask you, let me have a conversation with you. So,
sure.
Is it because of the tweeting of the link to the anti-Semitic movie? Is that why you don't want him, or is it other stuff?
Oh, it's everything. I didn't really want him prior to any of that. I've always felt like he was a problem, and he didn't fit. There's a reason why he was bouncing around with all that talent, right? That he wasn't sticking. That his time in Boston didn't work, or that he wanted out of Cleveland, or now he wants off of the Nets, when even though he wanted to be there and he wanted to be with KD. All these, why leave now? Why leave KD? You put all those pieces together, they can win. I don't get. This is about him, and it's not about the team. And
okay, let me ask you one more question. Let me ask you one more question, Steve. So Kyrie is playing for a contract right now. He doesn't have a contract past this year. And I'm sure he'd like to get a, you know, 4-year deal or whatever he can get. If the Lakers were to get his bird rights, they could conceivably give him a 5-year deal. But my argument would be, because he's playing for a contract, he's going to give us 3.5 or 4 good months all the way to the finals. Now, do you think he's capable of that?
I will say this. I thought he was capable of doing that this year in New Jersey with KD, his buddy, and he did not do it. I thought once he got over the hump with Stern. I wish he was around. No, but once he got over the hump, you know, and kind of put that whatever, whether he was at this, I don't care. That's now in the past. But let me give you one more example.
Okay.
Trevor Bauer. Okay. I have argued with buddies about Trevor Bauer. I'm a huge Dodger fan too.
Yeah.
And I love the Dodgers. They need pitching. They need Trevor Bauer. I do not want to see him ever. And they did the right thing. They said, forget it. They should have known ahead of time. He had already told everybody who he was.
Right.
You can
right.
see it on social media. You can see, right. These are people that sometimes are their own worst enemy, and then they act like they're the victim. We don't need it. Okay. It's too much.
All right, Steve. Hey, good call.
We can win without him.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, he is correct about, or at least potentially correct about everything, except the Lakers could win without Kyrie. Like, Kyrie will make them better.
Make them better, and I think he will play his ass off for the next 3.5 or 4
That is also the bet that Brooklyn had this year as well. They thought that Kyrie, especially after the offseason where he tried to negotiate his own trade and it went nowhere and eventually went back and vocally recommitted to the Nets, and then he ended up putting out the film. Like, there is nothing with Kyrie that you should apply logic to.
Right.
Like, it just won't happen. But the idea of, if somebody shows who they are,
right,
believe them. You know, Trevor Bauer, there was every single red flag out there.
Yes, and the Dodgers did it anyway.
Yep.
And now they're over the salary cap and all that stuff because his salary was reinstated, et cetera.
And I want to make it clear, I'm not making this an apples-to-apples comparison Kyrie and Trevor Bauer. What Trevor Bauer has been accused of, what he was in court over, all that stuff, the stuff that we know just through his interactions with people on Twitter, the way he talks about women, it is worse than Kyrie. But there is a pattern of unreliability with Kyrie that goes beyond any character issues. He's not reliable. I don't think he's serious about being a professional basketball player.
Will he be reliable for 3.5 to 4 months?
I think he could be.
Yeah, and I think that's why you did
the deal. I just would never commit to him long term.
Okay.
I would do this as a rental.
All right,
if you're the Lakers.
We'll get some more of your calls in here next week. At Game of Games, it's Jorge's game, I think, today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is
sure.
Good game?
It is.
Yeah.
Really
good. Yeah. We'll do that coming up for you, too. Hey, if you've been injured in an auto accident, my friend Jacob wants everybody to think about their long-term health. What's he mean by that? Well, Jacob gets calls every day from people who a year ago or 2 years ago were in an accident, but they never went to see a doctor, and then 6 months or a year more later, they're feeling intense back pain, and they think that was from the accident. But because they never went to see the doctor to have it documented, it's nearly impossible to prove. So now the person has to pay out of pocket to go see a doctor, get diagnosed and treatment, all that stuff. Instead of all that, if you're injured in an accident, do not wait. Sometime this weekend, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, whenever it happens to be, call Jacob. Jacob and his team will schedule a doctor's appointment for you so you're immediately receiving the care you need while not paying a penny out of pocket. Health is everything, so if you're injured, don't wait. Call Jacob. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, God. I'm telling you, when Morales comes in, all hell breaks loose.
Like Kyrie, he is an agent of chaos.
He is enigmatic.
He really
is. It's a good word for
him. Oh, he really is hard to get a beat
yes.
on.
Yes. So Kyrie Irving requests a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. So among the things that Brooklyn could say, no, we're not doing it.
They've already done that.
Go play with KD.
They already did that.
You're playing really well. Just because you request a trade doesn't mean you get a trade.
This summer, they told Kyrie, if you can manufacture a deal for yourself, knock yourself out. Until then, until it's one we like, you're staying here. Eventually ended up staying here, said he wanted to be in Brooklyn. Now he doesn't want to be in Brooklyn, whatever. But you're correct. The Nets don't have to do a thing about this.
And the Lakers are not the only, and we assume the Lakers are in on this. The Lakers are not the only bidders.
I've seen Phoenix. I've seen Dallas.
I've seen the Clippers.
Clippers
got stuff they can move. Phoenix has stuff they can move.
I think a big factor in all of this is Durant. Like, how does Durant feel about this? You know,
right.
does he want Kyrie to stay? Does this make him say, you know what? You might as well deal me too. Because clearly, the thing I signed up for
right.
isn't going to happen. I've tried to roll with it again. Maybe he decides he wants out.
Right.
So, you know, the Nets don't have to deal him right now either.
And by the way, we've got, I think it's fair to say LeBron, this is something that he would like.
I'm assuming that's what that eyeball emoji
eyeball
and crown emoji was about.
Yeah.
Assuming.
Luka Doncic has taken a much more aggressive role with the Mavericks in terms of player personnel.
What do they need? A secondary ball handler,
yep.
secondary scorer who can take pressure off Luka. It's Kyrie.
Yep.
Mark Cuban seems like somebody who would be willing to
go all in.
I mean, well, but I was going to say also, I mean, and this has come back to bite Mark Cuban in the butt in bad ways, but Mark Cuban has allowed some chaos in his organization.
Sure, he has.
You know, and I don't mean just basketball and in ways that are ultimately serious, but it's just broadly speaking, Mark Cuban has not seemed to shy away from that sort of thing.
Right, right. I think this is about this season.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the next, I keep saying, how many months is it till the finals? 3.5?
It's in June, so we're in February.
February, 3.5 or so.
4.
4 months. It's about the next 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be, you know, the Lakers send Russell Westbrook and 2 first-round draft picks to the Nets. It doesn't mean that the Nets get better. In fact, the Nets definitely get worse.
They're dealing
for future stuff, and Russell Westbrook doesn't help them right now.
I think the biggest question, number one, for the Nets right now is, how does Kevin Durant feel about this? I think that is going to dictate every move they make, whether they trade Kyrie, if they trade Kyrie, what they're trading for.
Right.
Like, all of this is going to revolve around Kevin Durant from their perspective.
Okay, so if that's the case, why would Kevin Durant be like, yes, let's bring Russell Westbrook back to play with me?
Oh, no. Look, Russell Westbrook is not... The concept is, give the Nets a $47 million in expiring
sure, but
money.
But sure, I mean, from the Nets' perspective, but what Andy is saying is that it's you have to go through KD and what KD actually wants. Why would KD sign off on
KD
that?
KD could say, if you guys can trade Kyrie in a way that keeps me contending, go for it. At this point, fine. I understand where you guys are coming from, but you're not trading him just as a salary dump.
Right.
You're getting me help. Otherwise, I want out.
Correct. And the Lakers are not the team that has stuff that can keep the Nets contending.
That's why you got to get a third team involved.
And that's why the third team thing makes the most sense, because Brooklyn doesn't want to tank their season conceivably because they have Kevin Durant.
So Phoenix comes into play there, right? Because they have Jay Crowder that they're trying to get rid of, hasn't played, won't play, who knows what's going on with him. But so you're getting the Jay Crowder portion of it. They also have a lot of other interesting pieces. You brought up Cam Johnson before. Whether that's actually feasible or not, don't know. But what's going on in Dallas? you talking about Luka, bring him there. They have a lot better packages too.
Look, I mean, it all gets complicated too because three-team trades are that much more difficult to make than two-team trades.
Yeah, very complex. Let's see, bigger, how, yeah, and Andy, you're right. I mean, it's how how KD reacts to all this stuff that's going to make a huge difference.
Chris Haynes just tweeted this out too that might add to a little bit here, but Kyrie Irving's camp did not negotiate after Brooklyn Nets presented an offer that was tied to team winning a championship. Told the issue was not about money, and now it's said he wouldn't even stay if offered a full max contract.
Oh, really? He wouldn't stay there if offered a full max contract?
That's what he's saying. That's what Chris Haynes is
reporting. Because he can't get that unless somebody trades for him and has his bird rights.
Right, and then it's not till after June 30th, right?
Not until after June 30th, exactly. So he may have passed on a max contract.
He's saying he wouldn't now. He's saying right now I don't believe that.
I don't buy that.
I don't buy that for a second.
That doesn't sound right.
That would be Kyrie essentially saying, I would be willing to turn down potentially double the contract in Brooklyn than anywhere else.
The specific tweet said Kyrie Irving's camp did not negotiate after Brooklyn presented an offer that was tied to team winning a championship. So basically a performance bonus.
Right, and they felt insulted by that.
And told the issue was not about money. And now it said he wouldn't even stay if offered a full max contract.
I don't buy that, but
I think if they offered him a full max contract, he's staying. Don't you, George?
Yes. You take that and then you force your way out later.
Right, exactly.
The next year.
Why wait that
deadline?
Long?
Right.
All right, tell you what, coming up next, we're going to play Game of Games. Let's lighten things up a little bit.
Who's playing?
You want to play?
I don't know. Should I play? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I was going to go out and get a smoothie, but I'll play instead.
It's Jorge's game today.
Okay.
Jorge does good games. Okay, we'll do some Game of Games coming up next. We got some Super Crosstalk coming up. Cappy will join us. Shadano's hanging out. Morales is roaming around taunting people.
He is. He's going to do Lyft.
Walked in to call me gutless.
Live Imaging Friday.
Is he doing Lyft Friday?
Yeah, for us.
Oh, nice.
For the show that originated the Live Imaging.
I'm a huge fan. I will be listening. Yeah. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time, and it is Jorge's game today.
Yeah.
Bergman is off to a very good start this month. What's
yes,
the score?
Sir.
Game of Games time.
Game of Games time. I have two, and Ireland has one.
All right.
Oh, it's right, because it's February.
Yep.
Yeah.
I won January. Yeah. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, you did. Mason did not.
I did not. Yeah. I had a shot, too.
By the way, Mason, I can't believe you passed up donuts. I ate your donut, too.
Jeez. Good.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't eat during the show. Secondly, I'm off donuts right now.
Man, I would love to get a protein smoothie, though, right now to kind of feel like I did better than that donut.
We'll have somebody run out. We'll have somebody run out for you. All right. Jorge, what's the game today?
Okay, so today, 37 years ago, Pixar was founded.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Pixar turns 37, and I have a list of, like, characters from different movies. I need you to identify what Pixar movie I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yep,
got it.
Name is your buzzer, yes. Okay. And then somebody's keeping score?
Yeah, I'll keep score.
All right, here we go. Lotso, Jesse,
Greg.
Slinky. Greg.
That is Toy Story 3.
Toy Story franchise, you got it. Yeah. Okay. Greg's on the board.
I'm going to be bad at this.
Cool. Here's number two. Flick. Princess
Greg.
Greg is going to be really good at this.
Bug's Life.
Bug's Life.
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of kids'
movies.
In
a million years.
I've watched all of these.
My kids watch them. I don't.
Here's number three. Edna.
Mason.
Mason. Ooh.
That is Coco.
Greg.
No. Greg.
The Incredibles.
Incredibles.
I knew it.
I think Greg's going to win.
I'm going to be terrible in this one.
Here comes the next one.
I'm going to go get the smoothie. I'll be back.
Right, sure.
I won't be back in time, unfortunately.
All right. Here we go. Remy.
Mason.
Mason.
Coco.
Andy. Shadano.
Andy.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Oh.
Nice. On the board.
Nice job, Andy.
Here we go. Bing Bong. Right.
Andy. Ooh, Andy got in there.
Inside Out.
Inside Out. Yeah.
I never saw that one. Everybody said
it's really
terrific.
Good. Yeah. Really good.
It's really good.
Kind of sad.
Yeah.
Bergman 3, Andy 2.
Oh,
you're
Bing
in the
Bong. Oh.
Exactly.
By the way, the
spoiler.
The people with kids or with daughters are doing very well right now.
Yes, we are.
All right. Kevin. Doug.
Greg.
Mason.
Greg.
That is Up.
Up. That's right.
I love Up. That's a great movie.
Sure,
so
you
sad.
Right, Doug.
It is sad.
The first 10 minutes.
It is the first 10 minutes.
First 10 minutes. Brutal.
Yeah, so
this
sad.
One's going to throw Mason off. All right, here we go. Jeez. Next one. Ramon.
Mason.
Mason.
Coco.
No. I knew it was going to be here. No. Ramon. Flo.
Sedano.
Mac. Sedano.
Cars.
Cars.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And I got, let's see, one, two more. Ready?
Yep.
Imelda.
Sonata.
Sonata.
Oh.
Sonata.
Coco.
Coco.
Wow.
I couldn't even get Coco.
And then the last one. Here we go. Marlin.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Greg.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Oh, boom! That's three.
Sedano's nice job. I have with... four.
Oh, yeah.
I have four.
Wow. And then that's it. My tiebreaker. You guys want to go to tiebreaker?
Yeah, I went three in a row.
Yeah, three in a row.
Nice job. Nice job.
Yeah, right, here's a tiebreaker. How many Pixar movies in total have they produced so far?
Okay, Mason says 24.
Oh, I was going to say 24.
Sedano. That's a good number.
23.
Bergman.
25.
20, yeah, okay.
Andy.
37.
Ah, the answer is 26, and Bergman.
Hey! Oh,
wow.
26.
Wow.
And
wow.
Was right
wow.
There.
Wow.
Game of games time.
Wow. Game of games time.
Damn it. Game of games time.
I started too late.
Yeah.
I almost caught Bergman.
Almost.
You almost got
almost.
There.
That's like three.
Mason went for the Curtis.
Coco. Yeah, I almost. I did get the Curtis.
You
right.
did get the Curtis.
You know, do you remember? He doesn't work here anymore, does
no.
he?
No.
This guy named Curtis.
I remember he worked with us.
Went
Curtis.
Oh, for everything, and we called that pulling a Curtis.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder why he doesn't work here anymore.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder. Yeah.
Because of that, and
walked
not
away from
up
such
up
a great
a.m.
work environment.
Yeah. So, I kind of threw everything out that I was going to do today.
You got nothing left?
No, I got plenty left.
Oh, don't give Morales ammunition.
What does he need ammunition for?
Well, because you just said you had nothing left, basically. You already threw out everything.
Oh,
you're
I can throw out. I can throw out all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But
look at that face
we're
already.
Single focus. I am gutless, according to him. Whatever the hell that means.
Yeah. What does gutless mean?
What does gutless
that
mean?
That he has no gut. Well, you actually have a gut.
I have a gut.
You're gut full.
I absolutely am.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about the idea that other teams will also be interested in Kyrie.
Yeah, I think. To some extent, clearly the Mavericks would be interested.
Yep.
No question, like, right out of the gate. I think the Suns, the Heat, and the Clippers will be interested. At least kick the tires.
Right. Now, do you think anybody ever gives Kyrie a max contract?
Well, they wouldn't be able to do that right away.
Right. They'd have to give him... They could give him two once they trade for him. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the year, do you think the Lakers or some other team would give him
no.
a max contract?
I don't
say,
believe
I think
so.
It would be nuts.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
It would be nuts. It's just
I think two you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could next year, right?
You can live with two.
You could play, and then after that, he's an expiring. You know what I mean? So,
I think, Andy, have we talked ourselves into it or out of it today?
Again, if it is a rental, I'm down with this. I will not commit to him beyond this season, but for a rental, sure.
I started to think that it's not going to be as simple as we have discussed. It's not going to just be Russell Westbrook and first-round draft picks. That Brooklyn is
they
going
want to, they have Kevin Durant on the team, right?
Correct. Kevin Durant's going to want help,
right? He's not going to want to play with Russ.
And there's if it happens,
Russ is going to have to get shifted to a different team.
If it happens, it means that there will be a third team involved, right?
Cappy's there, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Cappy.
I mean, if he wants to come in,
Cappy,
come
on.
We're just doing crosstalk, basically.
No, we're just doing this is super crosstalk.
No, 3:55. He's holding out till 3:55.
3:55.
Yeah. Anyway, so you were saying.
So, in other words, a third team has to be involved because Brooklyn's going to need some stuff. Yeah. I think he's either going to be a Laker or be in Brooklyn. One or the other.
No, I don't know. I think there could be other teams. I think any of those other teams could come up and grab him if they make an enticing offer.
I think... I feel like it's going to happen, though.
Like, you think he's going to be a Laker?
Yeah, my instinct is...
I mean, if he's not
happen.
A Laker, oh boy.
My instinct is
it's going to be fascinating to see the reaction after the fact.
My instinct is that LeBron has talked to Kyrie, and they've, you know, that there's that kind of maneuvering behind the
scenes. Right, but the problem is not if LeBron's talked to Kyrie, it's if the Lakers organization wants to make this
work. Here's the thing, to George's point. If he's not a Laker, it's one thing.
Right.
If he's not a Laker, but he's on another team, that's where I think it really becomes a problem. If Brooklyn ultimately decides they're not going to move him.
Right, that's different.
There's nothing LeBron can do
about
that.
But if he doesn't, if he ends up with Dallas or Phoenix or
what
Miami or one of these other
with
teams.
The Clippers?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The town is going to be so pissed
off. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they've got lots of good stuff.
They do.
Yeah.
They got stuff.
You need, and you're going to need stuff to make.
Do they have stuff that can keep the Nets competitive?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what makes it.
Because here's the thing. They've got a they can give them multiple players that can make up Kyrie's salary, all who are guys who can certainly fill those roles. You know, like they've got a guy like Robert Covington, for example. Now, he's probably not the most household of names.
No, but he's a good 3-and-D
guy. He's a good 3-and-D player, and he makes $11 million. Like, that guy's barely getting off the bench for the Clippers right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he's good.
Yeah,
teams would. I bet you there are teams calling on him.
Yeah, he's a nice player.
Luke Kennard. I mean, he's a dead eye shooter.
Yeah,
I mean they do have stuff, and so
and Terrence Mann.
Terrence Mann will be sought after.
If the Lakers do this, it will require a third team.
Yeah,
because I don't think Brooklyn is ready to sail on the season. Well, Kevin, I don't think KD is.
Kevin Durant is not doing the Russ experience.
And by the way, if I'm KD, I'm like super pissed off, right? I mean, I went to bat for Kyrie.
Multiple times.
Yeah, and now he's just up and left. And according to some reports, didn't even talk to KD beforehand.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, but look, at this point with KD and Kyrie, caveat emptor. Like, at this point, let the buyer beware. Like,
okay.
Let the buyer beware.
Okay.
Like, if you by now don't know what this experience is, if you're Durant, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen this movie many times.
I mean, you got to have a little bit of buyer's remorse if you're KD.
Oh, without question.
I know he'll never admit it, but.
Yeah, without question.
He hitched his wagon. Like, it's one thing to leave the Warriors because, like, if that experience after a while wasn't satisfying for him or wasn't what he's looking for, like, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
That's it's your cool. life. But hitching your wagon to Kyrie, massive blunder.
Yeah.
Just massive.
Yeah. And is potentially going to pay for it now. I think there's a reasonable chance that the Nets tell Kyrie to go pound sand.
It's very possible.
Back out there.
Mm-hmm. It's very possible. I'm not ruling it out.
Yeah.
But if I were them, I would cut my losses at this point. That's if I were Josai.
Even if it meant cutting your losses with KD?
You're going to lose him anyway. He wanted out this offseason. You don't think he's going to want to ask
out
again?
That's probably true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's probably
true. Just be realistic.
KD is he's in the middle of a long-term
I'll tell you
deal,
this.
Right?
Yep.
You know what I would do? I'd trade them both now.
Trade them both.
You could probably get a king's ransom.
You probably could.
For Kevin Durant, for sure.
Oh, Durant. Yeah, to me, it's the incremental steps that don't make sense. Like, to get a little worse doesn't make sense. To lose Kyrie and keep KD and not add anything to it, I think is a waste of time. You're right. You might as well either go all in or just get out. Move them both. That makes sense.
I mean, if Brooklyn...
Can you imagine what KD would get on the open market right now?
Everybody's picks?
Ooh, everybody's. Everybody's.
I mean, it's... If Brooklyn felt by now, okay, this thing clearly isn't going to happen, I don't think anybody would blame him. Like, I think by now it'd be easy to feel like this just isn't going to happen.
Right. Just move on.
Piece of news, Grizzlies, Dylan Brooks has been suspended for one game for... hitting Donovan Mitchell in the
Not a surprise. I mean, Draymond Green got a game.
It was pretty clear.
I suggested he get more than one game because if Draymond Green got a game in the NBA Finals, that it should be more than a regular season game.
Dylan Brooks, one game suspension costs him $78,621.
He's another impending free agent.
He is. He's a tough guy. I actually like Dylan Brooks
a lot. I like
him,
but I mean, it's like, this is the type of stuff you're like, bro, seriously? You're not that good. Like, Draymond is much better than him. You know, like, I could put up with Draymond.
Well, this is also the stuff Dylan Brooks does. This is a very Dylan Brooks thing to do.
It's Brooksian.
It is Brooksian. Yeah. Yes. You're right.
By the way, Lakers tomorrow night in New Orleans. Anthony Davis is now listed as probable.
Okay.
LeBron James, left ankle soreness, questionable. Austin Reeves, still out. There was hope that Austin Reeves might get back out there tomorrow night, but he's out.
Oh, man.
And that's the report on tomorrow night against New Orleans, by the way, which is a huge game because if the Lakers win that game, they are the 10. They are in the play-in tournament.
Right.
Technically, for the time being.
For now.
And if they – I just – my gut says Kyrie's going to be here.
Your gut says it?
My gut says it.
I thought you were gutless,
completely
though.
Completely according to you. Yeah. My gut says it's happening. My gut says it's real.
Yeah.
My gut says it's going to we're getting him.
Oh, look who's here.
Cappy.
Speaking of being here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cappy will
28
not
seconds.
Speak for 28 seconds.
Yeah.
He's like a union guy at the local 403 who won't move a piece of cable
he's
to the other side of the set.
Punching the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still. By the way, this is the first day back in the studio since the Michigas involving the COVID on Saturday night and missing out.
Oh, that's right. My first day back. Yeah, we need to have this discussion and find out what happened.
Juan finally tested negative today. Let's go ahead and hit the Super Stager.
KSPN AM 710 Los Angeles.
KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It will only grow stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Kaff to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins.
Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
There we go. Scott Kaplan has punched the clock. He's in studio. Cappy, what's up, man?
Dude. Great use of the word Michigas.
Michigas.
Nice.
Yeah, it was Michigas Saturday, wasn't it?
Very nice. Yeah, it was.
Juan tested negative today, so Mazel we're all tov. In the clear. I never got it. We slept in separate rooms to be cautious.
How many tests did you take?
I took a test every day.
Nice.
Every day. Yeah, nice. They give them out free, right?
Where?
From the government.
Okay, wait a second.
The government mails them to you.
So the government mailed me 4 tests.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that in May, the government's no longer going to be giving away free
tests.
Oh,
is that right?
Now, I'll use them while they're free.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm taking tests when I got to pay for them.
Probably will have a couple on hand just in case.
Uh-huh. The government issued ones?
I'm loaded up on government
tests. Just
hoard
tests. Them. Yeah. You gotta hoard them
tons
now.
Tons of government
How do I get
tests.
More?
You go to
CVS.
They give them to you for free?
No, they don't give them to you for free, but you can purchase them.
Yeah. No, I don't want to buy them.
No, the government sends them for free.
Yeah, I got them for free from the government.
They're sending more.
When?
Go to the same place you got the last ones.
No, they sent me an email.
The government?
I swear to God. The U.S. government.
Yeah.
You just signed the government at the end?
From the government.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, sincerely, interesting. The government.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm still bummed that we missed the night last week.
Leslie Jones is so funny.
Yeah.
And so nasty.
Is she?
You know, dirty, raunchy. But from a lady's perspective.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she talks about guys the way guys would talk about girls in, like, the late 80s.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if a guy comic went up and did what she did today, people are like, oh, my God.
Right.
The things he says about women. But when Leslie Jones gets up there and she says it about men, everybody's like, oh, that's funny as hell.
Yeah. You know, one of the things she did that made her popular, too, was when people, you know, all these reporters are doing shows from home, and she would critique their backgrounds.
Oh, hilarious.
So she would tweet out, I really like the plants in Michelle Cinder's house and stuff like that. It was very, very
funny.
That
is funny.
Yeah. You see a lot of comedy.
I do. I love stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I do.
So how you feel about Kyrie?
What do you think? What do you think I think? I mean, you don't really, you say your gut tells you that he's coming.
Yeah, it does.
But that's just your gut telling you.
Oh, that's all. I'm not sourced. Don't.
Oh, really?
Nothing like that. No.
Somebody with so many sources
I'm
inside the
league? I have no source. I'm not in the league.
You're in the league?
I'm not in the league. You're not in the league.
No, I'm out of the league.
Yeah. But I feel like he's coming.
Really? You do?
I feel like this is LeBron's master plan.
Well, I heard what you said about that. And when LeBron said a few months ago to the media, remember, he's like, I am very disappointed in you. Why? Why? What? What's up? You guys aren't covering this Jerry Jones thing.
Oh, that's
right. You guys beat up on Kyrie about everything. You guys don't cover that. I am very disappointed in you. And the media was all like, we're sorry, LeBron. Oh, my God, we're sorry. I felt at the time like LeBron was saying, get ready because I'm getting
bad
Kyrie.
For Kyrie.
Yeah.
He's gone out of his way to take up for Kyrie on a few occasions this season. Like he's made it clear Kyrie's his guy. Or if nothing else, from a basketball perspective, Kyrie is his guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's won a championship with him, so he knows what it's capable of and as a union. And
what do you think of Mace's gut?
Yeah, what do you think of my gut?
I mean, it's looking a little large.
It is a little large, yeah. But as my dad would walk around and say, he'd pat his belly and he'd say, I earned this. Yeah. I earned this.
Listen, if they get Kyrie Irving, they can win a championship.
Yes.
There's no question about that.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
They would be favorites in the West, I think.
Yes. I think they would become the betting favorite.
Definitely Cappy, be the betting favorite.
Yeah.
Cappy, where are you going? You got this look in here. Are you trying to save what you're going to say?
No, I'll just say it right now. If I were the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
And if this were for real, like him, I'm out of here.
Right.
Trade me. Get me out of here. I'd be more inclined to go, you know what, dude? You are such a pain in the ass. We're not trading you. Play. I don't want to play. Yeah, we kind of figured. Go home. Don't play. We'll pay you. But
so
don't
you
play.
Wouldn't move him no matter what?
Oh, my God. I would never do for him what he wants done for him. He's been such a pain in the ass. Why would you accommodate him?
I think this is a reasonable outcome, too. By the way, I think the Nets.
I think that would be a stupid outcome if you're the Nets.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't think Kyrie would play?
I think that's possible, but I'm saying then you would lose any chance of, like, if you, there is a real chance he won't play, so hence why you should move him.
See what he's saying? He just might not play.
It's totally possible that he might not play. That's right. Sit pat and he might not play.
So then you really lose him for nothing.
Correct. You lose him for nothing and you don't get him this year.
Right. But you didn't let him boss you into trading him.
Yeah, but your franchise is not better.
Yeah, good luck. That's
just spite.
Yeah, right.
That's just spite.
That's right.
Kaplan's like, and?
No,
finally, somebody hears me.
Spite. Yeah, it's just emotional bravado.
Yeah, spite.
It's terrible business.
It's no way to run a business.
Right.
You wouldn't run the app like this. No, you wouldn't run your big sided app.
No, but if I were a billionaire like Joseph Tsai, I'm kind of over.
Yeah, but these billionaires want to win.
Oh, I'm sure he
does.
They're
super competitive.
I'm sure he would like
to
win.
So if you're going to do that, if you're going to let him walk, you have to trade him. You have to.
Cappy's just going to send him home.
It would be just incredible negligence.
Oh, stupid.
From a business
perspective. Outright stupidity. Anybody that suggests it, that's outright stupidity.
I hope that happens.
It's not going to happen.
No.
You don't run your organization by spite.
Well, I look at the Nets and I go, I'm looking at their record. I'm looking at about when KD's going to come back. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys are good. You guys are finally what you always thought you might have a chance to be.
Right.
What are you doing? Why are you doing this to us again?
Because they gave him the offer he wanted.
Yeah, he doesn't want an offer with a performance bonus.
I mean, the thing the Nets do have in their favor in terms of the idea of Kyrie sitting out the rest of the season, good luck getting another contract after that. Like, Kyrie will keep playing.
Which, by the way, there are conflicting reports there because Woj is saying that they did not offer him the extension that he wanted.
That they did not offer him. They didn't offer him the extension he wanted, or that they didn't offer him an extension at all.
I mean, I can look the exact verbiage up in a second, but it was what I know that's what he said earlier today.
Yeah. Tell us. Let us get some exact verbiage.
Yeah, we need the verbiage.
That's right.
And we need that word that you use, caveat emptor.
Caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware.
Yes. Never heard of that one.
Really?
Never.
It's pretty common.
I figured you were like fluent in Latin.
No, not at all.
See how highly I think of you?
Well, George is looking that up. I wanted to mention something.
Go ahead.
So, occasionally,
yeah,
I like to visit the International House of Pancakes.
IHOP. If you will.
The food is not very good for you there.
No.
It is basically pancakes with sauces and
butters,
cheese and not cheese.
It's in the name, House of Pancakes.
House of Pancakes,
like,
yeah.
That's what they serve there.
They also have waffles, stuff
but
like
it's good
that.
When you take the sausage, though, at the end and you like put it in and all the syrup
dip it and all that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the sausage. So a friend of mine took this picture and sent it to me. I've had this on my prep sheet for a while. Mm-hmm. It said this, IHOP will not serve or seat guest with strong marijuana odor.
Really? Why not?
To me,
those are who you want to serve.
That is who IHOP is for,
right.
Isn't it?
That's you, those people are going to overorder and overorder.
Yeah.
Why would they? If we smell marijuana on you,
we're not going to serve you?
Where's this at?
Jack in the Box has gone out of their way to court the stoner demographic.
Taco Bell, I mean, that's all stoner stuff.
Yes.
That's made for stoners.
Like Jack in the Box, they're
IHOP
mascot
in Santa Monica.
Oh, okay.
Like Jack seems high all the time. Jack, the mascot with the white face, the clown. Like they love them some stoners.
After failing to negotiate terms on a long-term contract extension with the organization, Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving has issued a trade request. The Nets and Irving's agent, Shatella Riley Irving, his aunt, I believe, had discussed an extension recently, but Brooklyn remained reluctant to rush into a long-term commitment without further evidence that Irving could stay reliable, perform at a high level, and remain controversy-free.
How dare they? How dare they ask for such things?
So they did not come
They did not.
Yeah.
They did not.
Not make a long-term offer.
Make a long-term offer.
How dare they?
Boy, what are you going to do when Kyrie's here?
Cheer for him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, invite him to shul. Invite him to shul on Friday night. You know what I mean?
He's a big fat phony. You know, his captain.
Wish him a Shabbat Shalom evening.
I'm at least being honest about it. Like, I am not a Kyrie fan, but I don't have to like everybody on my team, especially when it's going to win a championship.
Yeah. Well, again, you're making a leap very quickly.
Which is?
Kyrie joins this team. They become a championship team. Let's just say Kyrie is the same pain in the ass that he's been in Brooklyn. Because you're taking an assumption of once LeBron gets him, oh, he's good. He'll play every night. He'll give you 100%. He's good. You'll never hear a thing from him. Wrong.
When he's most likely to be on, quote unquote, his best behavior is when he's angling for a new contract.
Like this year.
I think we can get a really good 4 months out of Kyrie.
What month are we in?
We're in February.
March. I guess April.
Yeah, 4 months into
again,
June.
Again, if you do this as a rental, I can get behind it. If you do this with the intent of re-signing Kyrie long-term, they're fools. They're straight-up fools if they do that.
Now, I agree with that portion of it. I don't want to be in the four-year contract business with Kyrie.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's... And by the way, and you could be completely right. We could be sitting here on St. Patrick's Day. I'm using that as a benchmark. On St. Patrick's Day.
Why
saying,
so?
Just because it's a date like a month. That I can remember.
It's like a month. I thought you guys had a thing about St. Patty's Day.
1 month from now. And we could be saying, oh, Kyrie, what are you doing? What is going on with Kyrie? We could.
Right. No doubt.
But I think because he's playing for a contract, we're not going to get that version of Kyrie.
Kyrie could come in one day and be like, hey, listen, I know the Lakers have won 10 straight games. And I know we've positioned ourselves really well to, you know, be in a good spot for the playoffs. We're not talking playing anymore. But, you know, I saw this movie the other night, and it was very scary. Very scary. And it freaked me out. I need like 5-6 days off, you know, and that could happen.
But see, you don't do that when you're playing for a contract.
You say that.
I do say that.
A totally different kind of dude.
In positions where I'm
most
playing for a contract.
Most people don't tweet out a link to an anti-Semitic film when they're playing for a contract.
It's true. Did I see a picture the other day, AK, of you... Old school, long hair, bass.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe that?
I had some serious hair, man.
How's your bass skills?
Terrible.
Really?
That pick was as good as I got. Mm-hmm. That picture of me holding the bass.
But his daughter's already got a guitar now.
Yeah.
Six string,
yeah. Acoustic? I could play drums. I grew up playing drums.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm an awful bass player.
But the hair, man.
Yeah, hair was good. Fire.
Yeah, oh, that was good. Fire.
Yeah.
It was fire.
I miss it.
Yeah. Do you miss it, your hair?
Yeah. You're fine. I mean, look, I am at peace with how I look.
Yes.
It doesn't change the fact that I miss the hair.
When you say you're at peace with how you look, that doesn't sound like you like how you look.
No, I'm fine with it. I actually think I look good like this.
I think you look good like that.
I think I have a good head for this.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
But that said, I take the hair back.
Can you not grow your hair out? I mean, I'm not looking like, let me see that.
I mean,
oh, you got a LeBron going.
I do. It's got to be a better way to say that.
Well, that's what they call it nowadays. That's what the kids call it. They call it a LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you know what the kids are calling it?
George, as you well know, I'm very in tune with the younger generation.
The youths.
My favorite part of the Shadano and Cappy show is Cappy trying to use...
Young people lingo?
Young people lingo.
Yeah.
Current slang.
Yeah. He basically usurped you in that sense. Like, you were trying to be the oldest millennial, and then Cappy he's taken that to a different level by not only trying to do what you do, but also using the language that young people use.
Although what I'm trying to do now, it's funny you say that, what I'm trying to do now is just to mostly be a grown-up of my age.
Good for you, Mace.
A grown-up of my age.
Yeah.
Nice.
Owning that.
Bergman all of a sudden perked up when you said that, though.
What do you mean, Bergman?
No, he is.
I am, right?
He's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. Are you wearing sweatpants or jeans today?
Let me see what you got.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants. All right, so I thought you were stepping up a little bit and getting the jeans
But I'm not going to do it until I cut a little weight.
Legit sweatpants? Like, let me see.
Yeah, no, these are not your fancy.
Like champion sweatpants.
Yeah.
They're not your
favorite. Target brand.
You've been saying for 6 months you're going to get me a discount at Vuori, and you never did it.
He never does any of that stuff. Haven't you learned this?
What? You don't?
He wants to take a picture of it.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Screw you.
He does not come through, people. He does not come
through.
Haven't
you learned that he... Right, Laura's right. He never comes through.
No, I will. It's taking me a little time.
Hey, King. Hey, King is only for him.
Yeah.
He hate Kings everyone.
Yeah. I hate King George earlier today.
He did.
What over?
I'm going to the airport. He wants to go to the airport. He's bumming a ride off of me.
Where are you going?
I'm going to New York.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
I got a series of, you know, very important meetings, Mace.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to New York next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I haven't been to the city in a while. I want to go.
Yeah. See, for me, I'm going by myself to work for a couple days. It's going to be freezing. I'm so cold right now, and I don't mean like right this second, but the last few days, I'm so freaking cold that I'm starting to think that Southern California is not a warm enough climate for the kind of brother that I am. You know what I'm saying?
What the?
What's up? Oh, my.
410.
Yeah. Yeah, even before the actual show started. And then Mace did it in stereo with
no,
me.
No, you've got the exhale already. You're going to say, Ireland was just there. He saw a show.
Yeah, I'm not.
Did you go see a show?
No, I'm telling you, I'm pulling in.
Yeah.
I'm going to be working
What's
for
the
a
business?
Couple days.
What's the deal? What do you got cooking?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I really want to know.
You know, guys, I'll tell you this right now.
Yeah.
Don't ever do this. Always keep your great jobs in media.
Okay.
See, once you start getting like, you think, oh, I want to make more money and I want to have a business and I want to, you know, then you start, you're like, this sucks. Raising money. Have you ever raised money for like your movie theaters or anything?
No, I never had to.
Oh, the worst.
They were so profitable, I never had to.
The worst. When I was growing up, when George and I were kids, we used to listen to this guy on the radio. His name was Jim Mandich. And Jim Mandich was an old Miami Dolphins football player from the 72 undefeated team.
Okay.
And he was a radio host, but he owned this construction company.
Yeah.
And I would always think to myself, I thought when you're a radio host, that's what you do for a living. You're just a radio host.
Well, when I was a radio host, I owned, at peak, 37 theaters.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Truly amazing. And so it was great when I was just a radio host. Now that I got this business and I'm kissing people's asses for money, it sucks.
But construction is different because people are coming to you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really have, I mean, there's some sales in construction, but not to the point like where you're doing an internet venture where everybody's got an internet venture. It's like everybody having a podcast.
Is it still the app? Are you still on the app or you moved
really,
beyond
it's,
that?
It's beyond. It's long beyond an app. It's more like right now, really what it is, it's where publishers use this tool for free. And once they put it on their websites, boom, it starts making them money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just monetizes real estate on people's websites.
Right.
And I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, right.
You know? I mean, I really didn't. But I'm like, how did I build this team?
So you're going to ask for money?
I'm going to collect. Like, I'm going to go break thumbs.
Nice.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Excellent. Like that sounds like construction.
Does he look like a thumb breaker?
Yeah.
That's right.
Definitely.
Hey, write a check. Let's go.
There you go.
Write a check.
So
tell someone either their name or their brains.
Yeah.
Gonna be
just
on
make
contract.
Sure you do it before 6 o'clock before your eyeballs explode.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, exactly. Listen. By the way, the eyeball's not red right
listen,
now.
It's six.
Six. It's like Mark Cuban always says.
Yeah.
You only go to a meeting if you know that there's a check that's being written.
Yeah.
Mm.
Those are the kinds of meetings I'm headed towards.
Excellent.
Wow.
Good for
you.
Man. Cross country.
Good for you.
Cross country. Flying cross country.
Right. And I'm taking. So this is it. So I got. Hey. So I get this text today.
Yep.
I want to make sure. He's Cappy. And we were talking about something else. I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about the show.
How about like dominance on the pickleball courts? Were we talking about that?
No. You were texting in the group chat, and then all of a sudden I get, hey. What's your situation after the show and going to LAX? And I wrote, I was also getting like my packing my stuff, so I didn't read it properly. So I just wrote yes. And then I'm assuming I knew what he was asking me
so
for a ride.
So you're carpooling to the airport.
Yeah. So we're going to the LAX
nice.
Together.
That's
that'll
nice.
Be cute. Usually yeah, Christopher is in the car.
That'll be adorable. Yeah. And it's Live Imaging Friday, right?
Lyft.
Yeah, Lyft today.
Lyft.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go home.
There's nobody in this office other than us, and everybody is stuck in massive, massive gridlock traffic. So everybody in your car, chill, because here we come, and we're all going to go till 7 together.
All
see right. what I'm saying?
Excellent. That's where I'm going to be. All right. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Have a great weekend. I'm back Monday with Ireland. Monster week next week because we got LeBron breaking the record probably on Tuesday. We've got the trade deadline on Thursday.
Super Bowl reaction.
Super Bowl leading up to it's just monster week. See you Monday at 1, 710 ESPN.